Hi, I'm Rhys Jones. Welcome to my latest podcast. Today I'm going to chat about what is the most common reason recruiters set up on their own. The reason I'm doing this podcast is I was feeling particularly lucky today how much I love the job that I do. Just reflecting a bit on how I got where I am, which I know sounds a bit deep, but it isn't meant to be that deep. But nevertheless, I was coming to my lucky stars, as it were. So it reminded me of when I set up my first recruiting business and why I actually did it, which then led me on to why the people who I support and help set up in their businesses, the people I work with every day, why they set up their businesses. And most of them have different reasons. You'd think there'd be a common reason why people set up their own recruitment companies, but there's various reasons. So I thought, well, that's a good idea for a podcast. So I thought I'd share the reasons I find are the most common that people give me as to why they want to set up on their own. Because as I'm sure you can imagine, when people contact me and they ask if they could work with me to set up their own business, and I do ask what is the reason they wanted to do it. In addition to, obviously, you know, what are you looking to build? Where do you want to be? That kind of thing. But nevertheless, the reasons do vary and they are important. So anyway, the first one that is one of the most common that I find is people just don't want to earn what they earn now for the rest of their life. You sort of reflect and think, okay, I'm a recruiter, I earn good money, but I'm never really going to earn that much more. And it's true, if you stay in recruitment, if you climb the recruitment ladder and you get to middle management, senior management, you tend not actually to earn that much more. And the reason being is your basic goes up. There's a recruiter clearly earn an awful lot of commission. But you're really going to have to climb that ladder to earn a lot more than you will do if you're a very good recruiter. So you can either stay where you are and be a recruitment consultant and earn what you earn. You can climb the ladder and probably not earn that much more. Or you can do it for yourself. Now, whether that's you doing it on your own and just taking a bigger chunk of what you bill, or whether it's growing a business. But that is one of the more common reasons people sit back and think, okay, well, where's my future going? Which leads on to the other one that I think is really common as well, which is people don't want to carry on working for the rest of their lives. Like it's I think it's more of a modern day, not phenomenon, but a modern day thing where people, they don't want to work to 65. People don't see jobs for life anymore. And you've got choices. You know, people, they expand their thinking as to how they actually want to live their lives, not necessarily the way that maybe people did 20, 30 years ago, which is you get married, you have kids, you know, the kids grow up, and then you kind of work until 65, and then you retire, and then that's it. Well, life's different now. So, you know, you get people that are looking forward and thinking, no, I don't want to work until I'm 50 or 60. How am I going to do that? And again, going back to what I just said, you can either build from home and build a lot more money and then put that towards your pension, or the people that tend to look to not wanting to work past 40 have aspirations a bit higher, which is to grow a business where they'll be significantly more wealthy or retire having sold the business. And I have done various podcasts and blogs on building and selling a recruitment business. Not quite as easy as it sounds. But nevertheless, if you do get to the point where you have a business that is capable of going to market, then the business is making money without you there anyway, because that's how you sell a business. You've got to make a business that isn't reliant on you, otherwise nobody's going to want to buy it. So once you get to that point, whether you sell it or whether you just tie in your key performers, then you know it means you can retire at 40 should you want to. And some of the time spans that people say, oh yeah, 10, 15, 20 years time, in theory you can do it in 5 years. I'm not looking to sell a dream, but there is one of our partners who was sacked, not last December, the December before, because their boss had hacked into their social media account and found out they were speaking to me and sacked him. So anyway, he set up in business with me in the January, and rolling forward 18 months, the business is now, it's been valued at $2.25 million, which is astonishing because this particular chap has never managed people before and he had no real plan. He just came to see me, and that's not magical because of me. He's had a lot of breaks. He's made the most of it. He's been opportunistic. You know, it can happen really, really fast. But going back to the other reasons why people want to set up on their own, and some of it is just basic. I want to earn more of what I bill. You know, they look at how much their employers take and they think, okay, well, I don't want to give that away. And this has been accelerated massively through COVID. The reason being is people working from home then start to see actually how much value their employee gives them. Because if you're in an office, then it's certainly not institutionalized. But if you're in an office, then it becomes normal. But if you're working from home and there's nobody around you, it's a lot easier to say, okay, well, I'm controlling my own day. What do I get from my current employer? Okay, I've got the database. I've got the website. And before you know it, you're bored. Then I think, well, they're not actually adding that much more to what I do. So why don't I do it for myself? And it's that period of reflection and going, do you know what? I'm working on my own from home. It was tough at first, but I'm actually finding it quite easy now. So there's a step from going from what I'm doing now to actually having my own business. It's not that great at all, and it isn't. And that's why we get so many recruitment businesses set up every year. There's about 6,000 recruitment businesses set up each year. And part of the reason for that is there's no barrier to entry. And also there's no large expense. It's not like, I don't know, if you're set up a manufacturing company, you've obviously got to buy the plant, you've got the warehouse, the stocking, there's R&D, there's all that kind of thing. As a recruitment consultant, you're running your own business anyway. You're running a desk. Every day you've got to find candidates you can work on, you've got to find vacancies you work on, you've got to decide what's going to make you money. So it's actually not that difficult. So you get a lot of recruitment consultants setting up their own business every year. Sadly, only I think 3 out of 4 to 4 out of 5, depending on where we are in the economy, actually make it past 2 years. And I have done a blog on that subject as to why so many, and that's a separate one, so I'd rather talk about it now, but it is sad that so many don't make it, but really they should, because it's not actually that difficult. But anyway, going back to the other reasons why people look at set up on their own, another big one, and this is actually one of the reasons I set up on my own, is they hate the current boss. Simple as that. They just don't like who they work for and how they run the business, and it eats at you, where you start to almost formulate your own business plan without realizing it, because you're thinking about how much better you would run the company if you were running it. So it actually serves as a really good education, and that's what I say to the recruiters that speak to me and say, look, I see where my current business is run now and I hate it, and I just think, you know, I could do so much better. I say, yeah, but look at the positive side. It's a fantastic education, because you can see how not to do it. But also, you've had a period of time to think about how you would do it. And that's a great education, because you almost got a mini business plan there. So, in a funny kind of way, I can thank my old boss. Because, you know, the way that he ran his business, he was, you know, great when I first started working for him, but he changed. And he goes, get out of control, whatever. And that's why I set up my first business. That, in addition to the fact that I've always been very independent. I don't like to rely on other people. I'm not great at being told what to do. So I've always been very independent. And I've always very, very ambitious. But money wasn't a motivator for me. I was very well paid as a recruiter. And because I came from such a working class background, I left school pretty much at 16, no qualifications, from Rochdale. I didn't really have a bar set particularly high of what I would earn. But then I got in the recruitment industry and you can earn a fortune. But then when I set up on my own, I set up with a business partner, and things were going that well that it just raised my eyes as to what I could really achieve. And in 2005, myself and business partner took some time out and went to Cranfield Business School on a course that was set for owner managers. And it's at that course that I saw how much money other owner managers were earning and how they weren't better than me. I actually came out top of my class, which I was astounded by, because I'm not academic. But in the recruitment industry, you've got to be absolutely razor sharp. And commercially, recruiters on this particular course were so much better than everybody else. I'm not saying at everything, but commercially, they're so much better. So that raised my bar as to what potentially I could earn. And I've always been really passionate about what I do, and I've always wanted the best that I can be. And it became a self-fulfilling prophecy, which is why I was particularly successful as a business owner. And then I moved on to do what I'm doing now, which is Davidson Gray. Which brings me on to another reason why a lot of people want to set up on their own. It's that personal development. They just want to be better. They want to grow beyond being a recruit consultant. They want to learn new skills. And running your own business, that's a sack full of skills. You know, it really is. If you're going to be good at running a business, then you've got to be at finance, you've got marketing, you've got man management, you've got strategy. You know, there's a whole lot goes into it. I mean, depending on how big you want to be. I mean, just working from home on your own, then, you know, you don't necessarily need that. But if you want to grow, then you're learning all the time. And that is why a lot of people want to do it. And I love that, because that's one of the biggest reasons I set up Davidson Gray. There's a phrase called self-actualization, which is from Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And the definition, which I had to Google, I knew what it meant, but I thought I'd better Google it and find out what it technically means. It's the highest level of psychological development where personal potential is fully realized after basic bodily and ego needs have been fulfilled, which is a bit of a mouthful. But for me, it's basically I just wanted to become the best I could be, because I felt, okay, I've achieved building my own business. I'm now as wealthy as I want to be. I'm very happy with my life. What next? And when I told that, I took out a period of time to decide what I wanted to do next, because I could have done anything, really. I could have set up a surf shack or a bar, or just not worked at all, or played golf. And I realised that I absolutely love recruitment. But also, after going to Cranfield, I got a real buzz for personal development, being the best I could be. And I'm very competitive, whatever I do. And in business, which, you know, I love recruitment and I love business, in addition to the fact that I wanted to give something back, I wanted to help recruiters do what I did, but faster, with less stress, and in a safer environment, because I learned by an awful lot of mistakes. And it just felt like a good thing to do. And that's where it comes under the definition of being the best I can be, because I feel as though I've achieved, you know, a lot of other things that where it's ticked the boxes and this is what's left for me. And with a lot of recruiters, it is about, you know, growing as a professional, as a person, which isn't reliant on the money, but the money comes with it. So that, personally, I think that's a great reason, but all the reasons are great reasons. It doesn't really matter too much what is the reason you want to set up on your own. There are some negative reasons that if people give me those reasons to why I want to set up, then I won't back them, which I'm not going to say on this podcast, because I like people to be honest when they speak to me. But those are the most popular reasons why recruitment consultants set up on their own. I'm probably going to do a blog to back this up as well. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this. If you do want to follow me, I'm on all the various podcast platforms, or if you want to send me your email address, we do send out the new podcasts and blogs to a mailing list when they are released. You get them first before they go onto the various platforms. We don't do spam. You'll get 1-2 emails a month maximum. So feel free to send me your email address, and hopefully you'll enjoy the next one too. Thank you.